here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
How you doing?
All right, let's do it!
Welcome to another edition of Totally Useless Movie Trivia, or Cinescape Magazine presents Totally Useless Movie Trivia. Either way, it's Totally Useless Movie Trivia. And this week, we're going to be doing the top 10 of Raging Bull. Great.
It's great to be back, bro!
Okay, muscle man. That's good, dude.
I like being here.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes!
After the end of the show, how do you feel?
Like my mom.
Lonely and lost?
Watch yourself. I do have feelings, I'm along sure with muscles.
Starla. How's your wife, Starla?
She gives a good rub down.
I'm sure she does. All right, are you ready to do this, sir?
Let's do it! I've been ready all week.
Okay. Raging Bull.
Ooh, look at the first one.
Number 10?
No, the bonus.
Okay, then do the bonus.
Bonus trivia. The word fuck is used 114 times in this film. Ooh!
Okay.
That's a lot of fucks.
That's a lot of fucks, exactly.
Number 10.
10.
Michelle Pfeiffer auditioned successfully for the supporting role.
You just said Pfeiffer.
With Robert De Niro in Los Angeles. That's stupid.
I'm not the one that writes this.
She wasn't in the movie.
Right, she auditioned, but she didn't get the role.
Who cares?
Okay.
Number 9.
9.
Joey LaMotta's phone number is 555-2463. Ooh.
Not Jake LaMotta's, but Joey.
He has feelings too.
Yep.
Number 8.
8.
I think Joe forgot about what he put on here. That's why he's not here today. What a loser. Number 8.
Totally, dude.
Ranked number 1 on the American Film Institute's list of the 10 greatest films in the genre sports in June 2008.
So why were you, why did you make the gaffe? Why were you guffawing? Making a laugh. What was the funny? Am I missing something?
Because all of these are stupid.
Oh.
And it's just going to get dumber and dumber as we go through them.
Okay.
Number 7.
7.
Was voted the 4th best film of all time in AFI's 10th anniversary of the 100 years 100 movie series.
You should totally prank Joe.
How would I do that?
You're the master prankster.
I could get High Five Ghost to do something. Ooh, he could hide in the toilet and then swim up his butt.
That's not being a master prankster.
That'll get his ghost.
But okay.
Number 6.
6.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Uh-huh.
In 2007... the American Film Institute ranked this as the number 4 greatest movie of all time. Wow.
Amazing.
This can only go up from here.
You sure?
Number 5.
5.
Was voted the 5th greatest film of all time by Entertainment Weekly.
Ugh.
But that was... The last one was 4.
Entertainment Weekly.
But this one's like 5.
The Rolling Stone of movie magazines.
Ugh. All right, number 4.
4.
Let's do this. Was voted the 3rd greatest sports movie of all time after Rocky and Bull Durham by ESPN.
By after Rocky and Bullwinkle and Bull Durham.
I like Moose and Squirrel.
Yes. Okay.
Number three. The film is included on Roger Ebert's Great Movies list.
This is an amazing, amazing movie trivia count.
Ooh. Number two. It's included among the 1,001 movies you must see before you die. Edited by Steven Schneider.
No relation to Dan.
Number one, Mike.
It all comes down to this. It's number one. The.
I'm so excited. I might just go. Ehh!
I can't remember what I was going to say.
I already did that.
But anyways, it's number one. It's the final. It's the biggest of all
the
numbers.
Most important one of all.
The most important one of all. One is the loneliest number.
Starla will appreciate this one.
Anyways.
The role of Jake LaMotta's wife was the last to be cast.
You know what surprises me about that?
What?
That there wasn't another one of those voted third or fourth or eighth greatest.
I think he just ran out of numbers. The guy's horrible. He can't pick for squat. Mike.
What?
I think you should be the one to pick it next time.
Pick what?
The trivia.
Why?
Because Joe sucks.
No, he does a fine job.
No, he depresses me.
He just has to go through. He has to go through the amount of bullshit trivia every week and pick out. And that's the whole point of this, is it's totally useless movie trivia.
He's depressed me, and now I've got to take that depression home out on Starla.
Just go to Wings and Things.
Ooh. Depression Wings.
Yes.
Okay, bye. Ooh, Wings.
Wings and Things. All right.
Good show! Jolly good show! Jolly good show indeed!
Hakuna Matata, bitches!
This is the Cinescape Movie Podcast. We thank you for listening to the show, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email us or tweet us. My handle is @JoeSpiegel_Joe. My handle? That's what I call it, my handle?
You can tweet me at... You can send me a tweet at...
Tweet me at... You can follow me. Fuck off. All right.
Yeah, follow... You can follow me or tweet me at... Send a tweet to...
All right.
Follow. Follow would be better.
You can follow me on Twitter.
You can Twitter me.
You can follow me on Twitter @JoeSpiegel_Joe.
And for me, it is at...
What about you?
MPS5150, because I make it easy.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And please remember, share the podcast.
Hey.
What is it, Joe?
Yeah. You see that little button over there? Yeah?
Yes.
All you gotta
what
do?
Button?
The little share button.
Which button is that?
It says share.
Sometimes it's a little arrow that goes in a circle.
Regardless, it's there.
Or more.
So share.
Share. Share that podcast.
Click that shit. It's simple.
Please.
We do put some work into this. Not a lot. Not as much as we should. But still, all you have to do is click the share button.
Yeah. Click anything that says share. Like on our movie reviews, there's a Facebook share and a Google Plus. Pick one. We prefer Facebook, but you know.
Spread the love.
Help us grow.
Spread the love, and we will spread our legs open for you.
No, we won't.
I take showers.
Well, what is that one? Show the balls?
Open your balls. Shower, yeah. Share the show.
Share the hell out of it.
Share.
Give her some love. I sound like little Nick.
Have a good night.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.